The Power of Encouragement. How perfectly silly, as you say, for one to appraise himself a year older, just because the Earth has finished another trip around the sun. What does that have to do with you and me? It may change the seasons and the weather, but it adds nothing to our strength, neither does it subtract anything from our accustomed vigor. Life is obviously a continuous affair, without beginning of days or end of years. It knows nothing about youth on the one hand, or about age on the other. It is constantly and gloriously yours in full measure. There is no other. If you and I received a little more encouragement and less censure, we should find it easier to maintain our inherent newness and freshness. This is why we are learning to extend appreciation and sympathy, and to withhold condemnation and to silence plain speaking. Few people appreciate what even a pleasant look will do towards strengthening some struggling soul to face his problems and live on. And we have to live. There is no escape. The alchemy of soul has breathed into each one of us the irrevocable breath of life. Just why and just how this miracle has been performed, no one can say. But something in each one of us whispers the reminder that there is a divine purpose back of it all, that we are essential parts of the divine plan, and that somehow victory will come if we faint not. There is something in you unalterably at enmity with decline and dissolution. So you and I will keep trudging along on your case. We are not of the sort that gives up, not a bit of it, especially in the matter of bodily aches and pains, for doctors of medicine are finding that those things are frail and fragile. They are curing them by ridiculously easy methods these days. A little messy mold scraped up almost anywhere and transformed into penicillin is sufficient to do the trick. So surely you and I are going to wield faithfully that spiritual weapon, intelligent prayer, which the Lord has provided. It will deliver you from the enemy. The plain facts are that you are the embodiment of vitality. You feel exhaustless energy at work. You enjoy that confidence which promises relief. All of which is perfectly natural when you recall that you are made after the power of endless life. There is nothing to you but that life. It is not simply in you, but it is you, according to the rule that you and the eternal are one. We will work along patiently and expectantly. Results will come as radiantly as does the color to Wenatchee apples. Your several notes have arrived. They scare me not. I cannot visualize a mental giantess, even if she is only 5'3", ever becoming confused. Here is a new metaphysical proverb. Matter is nothing. All is mind manifested. Mortality is nothing. All is life exhibited. Where and who is the manifestation? If age cannot find mind or life, how in the world can it find mind or life manifested or exhibited? And are you not the manifester, the exhibitor? It is time you put in a little effort trying to recall that perfect self that somehow or another you have temporarily forgotten. Principle does not age. Kindly but firmly, it holds every speck of you in place and in order. Not a fiber in your economy has a chance to wriggle or speak out of turn. Soon you will feel a calmness and confidence settling down all over, for principle permeates you with its own perpetual endurance. It cannot be otherwise, because the Almighty, which is only another name for principle, is in the midst of you, straightening out or expelling anything and everything that tries to be obstreperous, and establishing peace and power and permanence at every point.